Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I was reading a report in the media recently about a flight crew that departed London for Dusseldorf and landed in Edinburgh. According to the media, there was a mix-up of paperwork. Goodness me, what were those passengers thinking when they touched down in Edinburgh? I'm sure some of them love Edinburgh, actually. We'll just put them off course for a little while. There's a website, shipoffools.com, which has compiled a top 10 list of some of the errors on sheets and booklets at marriage ceremonies and church services, which is quite humorous. One congregation was asked to pray for delivery from email, and at another one it spoke about destroying the wocks of the evil one. In a service booklet at St. Paul's Cathedral, it had written, "Lord, graciously heat us." On Easter Sunday, a hymn invited the congregation to sing, "I know that my Redeemer lies." One of the most famous errors happened in 1631 when a reprint of the King James Bible came to be known as the Wicked Bible or Sinner's Bible for a very good reason. The printing compositors left out the word "not" from one of the commands, and so it read, "Thou shalt commit adultery." Yeah, the printers were fined for that and they lost their printing license. And any remaining copies of that Bible are now very valuable, so go looking. Could the biggest mistake we ever make be choosing to believe that there is no God? In Psalm 14, the writer says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God."